This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited you decided to join us. Before we jump into today's podcast, I'd like to give a big shout to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most user-friendly and easiest machine to use. Go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's not only going to help you become a better basketball coach. It's not only going to help you think about the things that you're doing, but it's a great community. It's of like-minded coaches. And let me help you. Let my 30-plus years of experience help you through the process to win more games in less time and save a lot of money along the way, to be honest with you. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Player development. What do you think, Coach?
I have tons of stuff in here because I think it's something that comes from building a program, that program piece and branding, because I think player development is not when you're the varsity coach. Player development is a scope and sequence through third all the way up. You know, so like,
well, and say that again for the non-teachers, what you mean by so.
What I'm saying is that like, when you build a program, player development isn't just something that exists within your team. It's if you're building a program, you're that leader and you're developing a progression. So all your kids, by the time they get to you, have those essential skills that they're able to do. And whether it, you know, if a group of kids at the freshman and the sophomore level, you're making sure at that level that they're still working on those skills and the player development skills in the seventh, sixth, fifth, and you're constantly emphasizing that at the younger ages, because you can only make up so much time and as a sophomore, junior, and senior at the varsity level. So I think player development is something that it has to start right away and how you structure it. And then I think it's got to be something that is planned. It just can't say, go get better. You know, you got to give them tools in their toolkit, right? Right. And it's got to be, and if a really good toolkit is something that might be connected to what you do, right? You're not just pulling this. Okay. So if I do this and I'm really working on shooting, these are shots within my offense or am I coming off of a screen? That's just going to make your team better and that player better in their environment for the regular season.
Right. So the player development here too. So I think you have to think about the full person when you're doing this. When we were talking about culture, I was talking about that weight training thing that I did, but you have to think about not only skill development on the court, you have to think about leadership training. You have to think about, you know, what kind of students are they? What kind of strength and conditioning and agility? What kind of nutrition are they dealing with? I think when you're talking about player development, you're not just talking I can put this orange thing through this cylinder, you know, it's like, I think you have to think about the entire person. And that's a harder player development, but I think it will pay off not only as a citizen of the United States, it will help us all, but it would also help. It's going to help your team. It's going to help the dynamics in your team. It's going to help the locker room. It's going to help the bus ride. It's going to help school. It's going to help everything. So, you know, part of our jobs as educators and coaches is to develop people that can become good citizens, good parents.
So here's my big question and my aha moment when we start talking about this. Do you think building relationships with your players coexists with player development?
Yeah.
So if you have a stronger relationship with your players and you build relationship with your players, do you feel like you're going to get more player development out of them? Because I think that's a good piece that people that are listening is, if you want your kids to really buy into player development, they need to know that you care and you have a positive relationship with them. And you're always, you know, I really think that they go in hand,
yes.
No?
Yes. Yes. That's easy. Done. Yes.
I know that we're pulling on the obvious, but it's true.
If I'm going to ask you to run through that wall for me, you got to know that I got your back.
Exactly.
And I've said this 1,000 times on these podcasts, but that's what I missed about last summer is like, I wasn't able to do that. And it would have been a hard season if we had played, but now I got to figure out how to do it this summer. And I don't know what this summer is going to look like. But yes, I would 1000% that they have to know that you are there no matter what, when things are good, when things are bad. So yeah, I think that player development, that relationship building, that skill development, that strength and conditioning, that citizen, all of those things that go, that potpourri of the person that you're trying to build.
All starts with building a relationship with that player.
So big. It's so big.
So I think that's a great point though.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I think that's the kicker. And if you can do that, I'm telling you. So if we summarize, if you do the four things we've talked about, build culture, build a program, brand, yeah, talk about X's and O's, player development, you'll win.
But it's also in the way that you do it. So your X's and O's have to be pre-planned. You know what I mean? Your culture has to be consistent and repetitious. So taking those pieces and some of those really golden nuggets that you like to call them from our discussions and really make it in what you want, I think you can have a great program for sure.
I do too.
I really do.
Yep, I agree. And if you want more, and all of this, come over and join teachhubs.com.
Yeah, we can always do another session on player development in certain areas, yep, younger areas. Even if you wanted to do a session on youth development for a Coach Unplugged, both Steve and I have dealt with younger players before and even, and so forth. And let us know. We always want to be relevant and we love when people ask questions.
Yes. Go over on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is awesome. I have the largest Facebook group in the world for basketball coaches.
That's awesome.
20,000 coaches. So if you need,
and it's a very, very, very great group because it's very.
Don't sell Bitcoin. Don't try to sell jerseys. What else would people try to spam in there? I'm always kicking them out.
No, it's an environment. It's just a great environment.
Yeah, you will not get spammed. Trust me, you will not get spammed. I spend time on it, but. Yeah, Bitcoin, the prince in Nigeria, there's all these spammers, man. It's like, oh my gosh, how do you get through the first line of defense? But anyway, so full timeout. Do we have a full timeout?
Yeah, so I know you're a reader. I'm a reader. So I want to know, and I want the listeners to know, what is the last book you finished and the book that you're reading right now?
I'm the last book I finished, Entrepreneurial You. So it's a business book. And I'm about 30 pages done with the Brock book, which is
that's so funny that you say that. So the last book I read was The Kids Got It Right. It's how Texas Big 33 All-Stars kicked down the racial walls. Like the Bill Bradley story is really great. It was really enjoyable to read. I enjoyed it. And it was really,
I should have stopped the Brock book after in the last, I got a little bored anyway.
Well, that's so funny because I wasn't going to go and buy it because I figured, how am I going to pass this on, a 600-page book? So I waited like 6-7 months to finally get it at the library, and I got it and I started reading it yesterday. So
it's really good. It is really good.
Don't get me wrong.
It's actually better to listen to it.
I maybe have to do that.
Yeah. I listened to it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't read it. I'm listening to it.
So it does in your voice audio. Does he read it himself?
He reads it. That's
the reason. Then I would really like that. So maybe I have to switch that up. I might just buy that and get it on audio or try to rent
it. On Audible. All right, you never know what we're going to talk about here on High School Hoops. So
yeah, but maybe we just help somebody else not have to read a 600-page book.
It's a little,
it's huge. It's going to be like the biggest book I've ever finished in a long time.
He's really good. He's
I would like to hear him speak. That's why I went on.
You can play him at 1.5 too, and it's fine. sorry, Brock, if you ever listen to this. Hey, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, we would love to talk about,
love to talk. We could talk hoops forever, Brock.
Yeah.
I'll give you a pointer too. Your shot needs a little work. All right. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great
Sports Social Podcast Network.